This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Shannon Dunlop came to Haliburton County recently with his friends to ride the rail trail on their all-terrain vehicles, or ATVs. It's something the Keswick resident loves to do, especially in an area that has so many trails to explore. But in the last few years, he's noticed more ATV riders aren't following the rules of the road, specifically speeding, driving without a helmet, not obeying signs, and driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs.
Honestly, it seems like the more responsible people that I run into on the trails and stuff seem to be the older people, like 40s, 50s, and unfortunately, a lot of the younger people that I run into, at least, are more about speed and having a good time and partying and stuff, when, you know, us older folks, we just want to get out and have a good time. So you don't want to get into an accident on one of these, for sure.
We just heard about an accident.
Yeah, we actually just saw a lady pass us, and she told us about, she said it was a group of young kids, right? And they ended up going into the ditch, so one of their tires got stuck, they went into the ditch, and the ambulance was on the way. This was only maybe 2 hours ago, too.
What Dunlop and his friends are noticing on the trails isn't a rare phenomenon. The statistics tell a broader story. In the last 10 years, the Ontario Provincial Police reported 58 off-road vehicle fatalities in our region, with 59% of those occurring with drivers not wearing helmets. In fact, the Haliburton Highlands OPP say the region leads the province with the most ATV fatalities. Constable Matt Elliott of the OPP's SAVE team, snowmobile, ATV, and vessel enforcement, says most of those deaths could have been prevented if the laws and safety measures had been followed.
Over the last 5 years, I would say numbers have definitely gone up for accidents involving off-road vehicles on highways, for sure. I mean, you've got lots of people that are following the law to a T and others that will do as they wish. Sometimes what we do see is that when you've got a young person, whether it's on the road or off the road, 13-year-old kid, 10-year-old kid, you know, maybe on a back cottage road driving dad's grandpa's full-size ATV. And when they get in an accident, and if they roll that and they get pinned under an 800-pound machine versus, you know, a little 110, like a child-size machine, there's an awful lot of difference in that person being able to get out from underneath that. There's definitely been deaths associated to that very thing with young kids driving a full-size machine.
Mike Bukowski is the president of the Haliburton ATV Club, and says this season there's been a lot of work educating people on their website and through social media to remind members about obeying speed limits, stopping at stop signs, and not driving impaired.
Our big thing is just trying to educate people at our events. Like, we have about 14 events a year. We try to educate people at the event how to ride safely, how to properly behave on an ATV, I guess you could say. And then also we're in conjunction with a Kawartha ATV group, which has an ATV course that you can take down at there in Kawartha area. We mentioned to the young riders to take that. A lot of the younger riders, like the 20 to 30-year-old riders, they have no fear. Well, it won't happen to me, you know, type attitude with the people these days is, I don't need to wear a helmet. I'm a good rider. It won't happen to me. I've been riding for almost 20 years now, and I always put a helmet on. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. I always put a helmet on, chin strap on. And especially in the side-by-sides, a lot of the people don't think they need to wear helmets in the side-by-sides because they figure the roll cage in the side-by-side will save them. Like I tell my kids when they're first ATVing, I said, you respect the machine will respect you. So if you start disrespecting the machine, going too fast, taking chances, you're going to get hurt. Always have your safety gear on. Always abide by the rules, the law, speed limits, and no alcohol.
ATV sales in Ontario have been on the rise since the COVID-19 pandemic, with people eager to get outdoors. And while the desire to find new recreational opportunities is a good thing, the operation of off-road vehicles comes with inherent risks. Of the ATV fatalities in our region, the OPP reports that 60% of those occurred on highways, 41% involved alcohol or drugs, and 78% of the drivers were male. Constable Elliott says, like any vehicle, being properly licensed and insured is the law. Cottage Living magazine estimates suggest that there are 200,000 licensed ATV operators in the province, with another 400,000 that are not licensed. Constable Elliott adds that drivers need to check their local municipality's off-road bylaws before getting on your ATV.
It's supposed to be operated by someone with a driver's license. ATV has to be green plated. Of course, with that, you get your green license plate from the MTO. You get your little piece of paper, just like when you have your car, except for an off-road vehicle. It's a pinkish color. And the vehicle has to be insured as well. Something that's not allowed on an off-road vehicle on a highway. If there's a passenger, the passenger has to be 8 years of age or older. The vehicle has to be made to have a passenger. So take, for instance, your standard ATV. If it's designed by the manufacturer for one person, there's a cargo rack on the front and the back. But lots of people buy like an aftermarket seat from Canadian Tire or Royal Distributing or whomever. And they put that on the back cargo rack and they think they're good to go to carry a passenger. So the legislation states that the ATV has to be made for two people. So the difference is that the ATV that's made for two has a lengthened frame. And then the second person is actually sitting in front of that rear axle and it takes away the tip factor. Whereas on a one-person ATV, if they're sitting on the cargo rack, they're adding to that tip factor. I think sometimes maybe because it's an ATV, because it's an off-road vehicle, that people just don't think that, the rules apply, or like the same rules of the highway, like what a car has to follow.
And while sales of off-road vehicles have risen steadily, ATV driver training courses remain voluntary. Constable Elliott says joining an ATV club and enrolling in training courses help familiarize drivers with the rules of the road and safety tips.
The Korth ATV Club, they do offer some training courses. So I believe they're probably still teaching Canada Safety Council courses. And it would be like a weekend long, more or less teaching you how to use your machine. Just traveling over some objects, like if you're traveling over a tree, just to teach you how to, like a down tree. Something that's crossable, obviously, just to how to cross that properly, or just even the transitioning of weight on the machine when you're turning, that kind of thing to help the process. It always pays to educate yourself, right? Ultimately, the due diligence for this stuff is on the operator.
Stopped at the McEwen Gas Bar in Haliburton to fill up his ATV, Darren Brace says off-road drivers need to put safety at the top of their lists of priorities when out on the trails and roadways.
A lot of the older crowd seems to be the ones that pay more attention due to laws. The younger ones are the ones that are having all the problems usually. And the same with the drinking and driving and stuff like that. Like, you should never drink and drive when you're operating one of these things. I try and ride safety anyways, right? I mean, that's usually what we do, but like I say, I find a lot of the younger crowd on the trails, there seems to be the more reckless ones out there. They tend to fly around all the time and think they're indestructible, which you ain't.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.